Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fourth and John, episode 234. I'm so excited after big W. You know, it's hard to think after 16 hours in the car with these gents. Obviously, you know, you take these rides for a reason because you believe that your team is going to win. So we as a group went down there to see our team win. And let me tell you first. I mean, this stadium was beautiful. It was the city of Charlotte. Hat tip to you guys. I mean, we as a group had a lot of fun, especially after the game, celebrating in front of the Panther. You know, which is their cinematic graphic of the Panther was probably the coolest thing to see. But you know, other than that, just watching our Eagles, right? You know, three quarters of a two-pack of ass. The last fourth quarter, I put out a tweet. It said, fourth quarter, time for the Eagles to knuckle up. And this is what I got from our squad. I was impressed the way that they showed some grit, showed some toughness. You talk about guys making plays in key moments. That's what you want, whether it's special teams, whether it's big play, Slay, and Steve Nelson coming up big, or a block punt. This is what football is about. It's not always one side of the ball, two sides of the ball. It's three sides of the ball. So we got to see that, and we got to see another takeover by our Philadelphia Eagles. So overall, I'm riding high. You know, we have the Bucks, but we're going to focus on the Panthers tonight. How are you guys feeling after that road trip in the Big W?
Well, you know, I'm still trying to get the smell of pork rinds out of my nose. There's a lot of pork rinds being eaten on the way down. It was a great trip, though. All in all, the city of Charlotte, it was a beautiful city. There's just something about that Southern hospitality, man. The people down there, even in a loss, very gracious people. But we still had to give them some Philadelphia flavor. I mean, we shamelessly drove around the city of Charlotte for about an hour after winning the game. With a speaker out the window and a microphone and just telling everybody, sorry for your loss. I'm sorry, people. It's the Philadelphia way. You're making an ass out of ourselves, but we know no other way. But to touch on the game, like Gail said, that was I kept on saying to people, I was like, I honestly don't know how we played one quarter of football and ended up winning that game. That's really what happened. I'm not so sure if that was so much of a Panthers loss as it was an Eagles win, but a win is a win. And we won on all phases of the game, like Gail said. Defense came up huge. Big play Slay has been hearing all the trash that's being talked recently. He decided to take two from Sam Darnold. You know, TJ Edwards coming up huge with a blocked punt. And there was one moment in that game. We were all sitting there in the game, and the energy was low halfway through the game, three quarters of the way through the game. We're sitting there like looking at each other like, damn, did we just drive 8 hours to come watch ourselves get our asses kicked? And then there was this moment. I'm not exactly sure what particular play, what turnover it was, but we looked at each other all at one time. We're like, we're going to win this game. I can feel it. I can feel the energy. We're going to win this game. It's exactly what ended up happening. Yeah, very impressed with the Eagles in their comeback, and I'm very impressed with the city of Charlotte as a whole. You're muted, Prime.
Sorry about that. It was perfect. It was perfect all the way around. It was a great weekend. The road trip was definitely another one in the books. Yeah, my bad, Evan, about the pork rinds, but, you know, I love me some pork rinds. But, you know, all around, yeah, Charlotte, man, beautiful city. I definitely, I highly recommend you guys to go check it out. The people, the hospitality there was great. Yeah, after that win, you know, we were being silly. We were driving around that city, still giving it to them, but, you know, they pretty much took it like a champ with their chins up and everything. Mm-hmm. It was a great time. Got to get on the scooters again. You know, I'm glad that the city of Charlotte had the scooters for us, but we definitely made the best of that. The game, yeah, man, the three quarters. Don't know how they pulled it off, but the confidence level at the right time just hit for all three of us. And like you said, we looked at each other. We said it. Yeah, we're going to end up pulling this W, and that's exactly what it did. I mean, at many points of the game, I felt like the songs that were getting played were more for like the Eagles fans than the Panthers fans. I mean, they were like in sync. I felt like it was Atlanta all over again. Like the DJ was more going for the Eagles than for the than for the actual home team. So it was a great feeling. You know, that place was loaded with shirts, green shirts all over the place. Philly represented to the fullest once again. I think we ended up renaming the city Charlottedelphia, if I'm correct. I mean, so yeah, it was another great time.
It was funny because we were pulling out of the parking lot and the parking attendant was like, "I can't wait to get you guys out of our city. You and your fly Eagles fly, take it out of here.
Leave and don't come back."
there's something about a takeover in a sense that, you know, like I said, three quarters, a peck of ass. The fourth quarter, there was this momentum shift where you felt the energy, you felt the energy in the stadium flip, and you talk about, we went from like looking at each other like, when are we gonna do anything, something, to banging our seats, and we're banging the back of our seats, and everyone's. All the Eagle fans are like, keep pounding, which is the Panthers saying. But it just, there was just a level of energy that you couldn't bypass. But at the end of the day, a win is a win. And I like people keep, you know, are going back and dissecting things like, yes, it was ugly. Yes, it was times where you had to have short memory, where you had to look at the player across the way from you, whether it be Jordan Mulata giving up a couple sacks and Jalen Hurts telling him next play, whether Jordan Mulata saying the same thing after Jalen Hurts misses a throw and says next play, this short-term memory, this grit, this toughness that you mental toughness that you have to have. That's what, I mean, for a young team that is going through, whether it's injuries across the offensive line, whether it's learning a new scheme, rookie head coach, rookie defensive coordinator, when they pull out of these dubs, can bring on the identity of a football team. Like, this is where they gel. This is where they learn something. And I mean, what is one thing that you guys learn from this football team after this week?
I would just have to say it looked like they were a lot more resilient than I've seen in previous weeks, man. I know that we have had some really rough games so far this season. We've been playing like a two-pack of ass, like you like to say, for a good portion of the last few games. But even though we started out that game real rough, the way that we were able to just stay in it, forget the last play, and just continue trucking – that was huge. And I think that for a team that really lacks an identity, this offense in particular, I think still kind of lacks an identity. I think that this was a great step in the right direction. Just to see really what this Eagles team is. There's still obviously questions, that I have about Nick Sirianni's play calling, about just what everybody's role in this offense is. But as far as the resilience of this team, they got heart, man. So that was something that was, it was really good to see down there.
So, I mean, at one point I was so upset during the game that I ended up tweeting, you know, we are trash. we played like trash for those three quarters. It was frustrating. We couldn't get past the 50-yard line besides that one interception that we ended up getting on their side of the field. We couldn't move that ball for shit. And it was very frustrating. I mean, again, you got three guys that take this 8-hour trip to Carolina to go see this performance. Yeah, it the frustration level was really getting high. But at the end of the day, the part that really sticks out was that they didn't give up. You know, they made the adjustment, yeah, late, very late, but it was enough to go ahead and pull that W off. They came together, they made it happen. A lot of things going out there saying that, you know, Jalen ended up switching the plays around and stuff like that. Look, I don't know. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's not. But whatever he did or whatever they did, it worked. So, you know, hopefully going forward, you know, they could go ahead and put this scheme together and you know, make it sit, you know, so that way when they go into these other games, they have, you know, game plans that are eventually better than what they had in this game for those first three quarters. So, you know, I just hope – you know, they just stick with it all the way through.
Now you talk about, you know, this, you're just talking about this team, death, taxes, and an Eagles penalty. Again, the penalties showed their ugly head. How many, like five touchdowns have been taken off the board.
Yeah.
It's something that's frustrating for especially, you know, your wide receivers who are making some of these mistakes being coached by a head coach who was a wide receivers coach. We're talking about like me playing a wide receiver, when you're running a pick route or rub route, there's things that you know you have to do so you don't get the call, the contact, whether it's turning around and looking for the ball, whether the way that these receivers are running, like, come on, like, especially Greg Ward, who's been here. But overall, you just talk about guys who came up with big plays. Like, we gotta get hat tip, big play Slay and Steve Nelson for coming up with some really huge plays,
and then TJ Edwards, bro.
And yeah, then he rocked the baby for his
and our defensive tackles. You know, I mean, we got two sacks.
Yeah, Javon Hargraves. This is a statement here from AJ. Run the ball until it clicks. Now, can we smell what Miles is cooking? Like, is this ever going to be a thing this season? Like, whether it's an earlier comment in the comments said about, you know, Miles Sanders, like, you know, him running out of bounds. I feel like I had this conversation earlier with someone on the phone. It was Chris Maliexi, and we're just talking about, is Miles pressing because he's trying to do so much that he can in all the attempts? I actually took a photo shot of the screen at one point. Chuba Hubbard had 21 carries to Miles Sanders 5, and we're midway through the third quarter. I'm like, what, when, and how are we going to be a successful offense when the run to pass ratio was kind of lopsided?
And I've even got a stat in that regard too. Just looking at through 5 games right now, Jalen Hurts has 43 rushing attempts for 256 yards to Miles Sanders, 48 rushing attempts for 214 yards. Miles Sanders is undoubtedly the number one running back on this team. I think we can all agree on that. I think we all went into the season with that expectation. And we also went into the season with the expectation that Nick Sirianni, coming from the Colts, like three-headed type monster that they had with their running back group, that he was going to run the ball and make that a focus of the offense. The fact that our number one running back right now only has 5 more attempts than our quarterback in rushing attempts this year, that's something that shouldn't be, in my opinion. He is not getting the ball nearly enough. Whenever he does touch the ball, he makes things happen. I mean, Miles Sanders, he's running for 4.5 yards a clip right now. He was running for over 5 yards a clip last year. I don't understand what the lack of Miles Sanders is in this offense. I don't know why it continues to happen week after week when it gets brought up in press conferences. I don't understand how we just continue to not want to feed the guys that deserve to be fed in this offense. So these are obviously still questions that linger even after a win.
You mentioned two words, balls and clip. Now autumn is in the air, the pumpkins are in the patch, and our friends at Manscaped are here to make sure you don't carve your pants pumpkins. when you're grooming. If you know what I'm saying, make sure you keeping things fresh this fall with the Leaders in Male Grooming and their brand new fourth generation performance package. Boys, get ready for a cuffing season like no other. Ready to take the leap into the fall with Manscaped. Join the 2 million men worldwide using Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20.
Now, you know, Gail was getting a little bit pissed off on the ride down, understandably. That's because I brought my travel pack with me and I was just clipping up in the passenger seat. I hope you were able to get the vacuum out of that bad boy. It's time to bundle up with the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and hair nose trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance Boxer briefs, and a brand new travel bag to hold in all of your goodies. Just don't bring it in a new Jeep. First off, the new Performance Package 4.0 includes the new Lawnmower 4.0. If you're looking to get cozy up this fall, trimmer season is an essential.
Their Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up, topping your nose and ear. This nose and ear hair trimmer uses a 9,000 RPM 360-degree rotary dual-blade system to provide proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. Seal the deal with Manscaped liquid formulations. The Crop Preserver ball deodorant. Everyone knows pumpkin spice lattes and ball deodorant go hand in hand. Then after trimming the pumpkin patch and whacking the leaves, give your balls a boost and use a Crop Reviver. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0. The Manscaped boxers and the Shed travel bag. Get comfy on the home and on the go this season.
Now get 20% off free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. Make your balls a priority this fall. Choose Manscaped. Your balls will thank you. And I will thank y'all for sticking with us through our reads. Always appreciated. Birdman coming in at the wrong time. But AJ is always keeping it spicy.
Always.
Talking about keeping it spicy.
Pork rinds.
Yeah, pork rinds are not a... When someone comes in the car, you know, you're taking a road trip and dude looks at you, what'd you get? Pork rinds. And then, so yeah, all of a sudden, me and Prime were like, maybe we'll get pork rinds. He got pineapple soda. I got pineapple soda. And a caramel cowtail. I was like, yo, this is recipe for disaster. But overall, the road trip went really seamless. Nice ride down, nice ride back up. Good music. If people don't know, like Evan's music choice, he's a young buck, but he's well versed in gangster rap, and then well versed in, you know, Seattle grunge. He can go. He's got a spectrum. And yep. then Prime will add in some Latin flavor to it. So we all passed the aux cord, or, you know, shared the Bluetooth. So overall, it was a great road trip.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I mean, I'm just honestly glad that we were able to pull that one out, man. When it's all said and done, we went down there for the Eagles game, and the fact that the Eagles, man, they made us sweat through the first three quarters of that game. The fact that we were able to pull it off, it leaving there, I feel like we would have ended up leaving Sunday after the game had we lost that game. We would have just been head in our hands, just upset, moping around, wouldn't have had the same energy. But yeah, to go down there and for it to be worth it, it's always awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely frustrating. I think the most entertaining part in the beginning was probably all the musical chairs that was going on, because a lot of people couldn't find their seats. Mm-hmm. It was
two people ended up in the same stall together. Yeah. They couldn't find their fucking seats.
We had one guy eventually find his way on the field. You know what I mean? So I mean, it was just
he was real lost.
Yeah, and then of course you watch these Carolina Panthers fans enjoying their moment, but at the mm-hmm. end of the day, we had the last laugh. So
and
just seeing them leave upset with their heads down. You know, that was.
And I'm not going to lie, the more and more road trips of these that we go on, I get a little level of stadium envy going on. It was a beautiful stadium down there. They got their animation team does an awesome job with that, with the Panther. Like that, you might think it's corny. Honestly, to be down there and watching that in person is pretty fucking cool, man. The animated Panther that they have going around the stadium with the ground and everything. It was a little butthurt pussycat by the time we were done, but it was still cool to watch.
It definitely was.
What was cool to watch, like halfway through the game, you know, during the middle of the game, I'm always looking for any form of content that I could later on share, just to pick up the vibes. I mean, the you know, shout out to their Jumbotron team. They're like, Jalen wants you to be quiet. That's what they have to trick their fans into getting rowdy, because you know, they said Jalen wants you to be quiet, and this is how Jalen Hurts responded to their Panther fans. So
Superman,
definitely a vibe.
And then the number one too, one jersey on.
Yeah, I think the Eagle fans, they actually loved that moment where he did that. You know, we know it. You know, he's almost like borderline robotic in a sense, coach speak. You know, choir boy. He does everything right. He came out and did the. I thought that was, you know, I was like, I like to see that fight in him. So overall, that was a good moment. Another part in the conversations that I've been having is Quez Watkins, a guy who might need more touches. We talk about Ness Rowe, the young Bucks. Quez Watkins might need to, you know, should he, people are saying he should get number two touches. But overall, I just think as a group, Ness Rowe is still learning their way. What do you guys think?
No, absolutely. And Quez Watkins to me has been somewhat overperforming. I see him. I mean, we all heard the hype, everything that was going on during training camp. This is going to be the year that Quez Watkins really pops off. And I mean, there were some people that were even, I was on a couple podcasts where people were saying Quez Watkins is going to be the number one wide receiver on this team by the end of the year. I thought that was a little bit of an overstep there. Devontae is still that guy right now. But the one guy that's a part of Ness Rowe right now that is just kind of up in the air has to be my man, Jalen Reagor, man. Jalen Reagor has kind of been getting lost in the sauce. I mean, obviously I don't think he's getting as many opportunities as he should. But at the same time, like who do you want to take opportunities away from? You want to take them away from Quez? Quez can get all the way down the field and get you a huge, huge gashing play, 60, 70 yards. If you want to take the ball out of Devontae Smith's hands, he's probably the best wide receiver we've had on this team in a long time. So it's just a matter of who are you taking the ball, whose hands are you taking the ball out of? It's weird, man. I don't know really how Reagor is continuing to fit in this offense.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say, man. I mean, that was the frustrating part in the very beginning, but I could see them taking, you know, more reps away from him. I mean, he looked lost in the very beginning. Wasn't making catches. Didn't even seem like, you know, he was on the same page with the routes. Now, I know Gail at one point pointed out to me that the fact that Jalen ended up throwing a pass behind him, but it was just like, still, he just didn't seem like he knew what he, you know, what the play was. Mm-hmm. Seeing a whole lot more of that. And then, of course, you know, he knows people are going to give it to him. He knows on social media he's going to get hammered about, you know, his plays. So, you know, you're not making anything easier by doing what you're doing. So I don't know what goes through your head. But, I mean, come on, man. Again, you're in the NFL. You know, you got to be on point with these plays. So, I mean, he needs to pick it up. He really does.
You know, prior to the draft, I was a fan of his game, and you know, watching his film, there are parts in the game where there are mental lapses where he would, you know, he'd have a mental drop, he'll have a mental drop here or there, or the route running where you're like, you know, as a wide receiver, you're supposed to make everything look the same, whether it's either a run and play, mm-hmm. all of them look different. I mean, all of them look the same. So you can fool the defensive back. There at times where I know how fast he is as a player, I want to see more. And that's something that will, again, year one and year two for Quez, these are young wideouts.
Yeah.
Learning their way. But overall, you know, I'm gonna need Sirianni to coach these guys up and make them make, you know, it's all about being polished at this day.
And if there's one thing that like we really need to address here is the fact that like something that needs to be taken out of this playbook is if we're inside the 10, inside the 5, can we do away with the swing passes? Because that is all we are doing is moving backwards with those plays this year. Anytime we're trying to get the ball out to the outside with a pass play down inside, you know, deep in the red zone, it's just moving backwards, man. Like, I think we need to just keep it simple, stupid. That's all you got to do. Kiss, run the ball up the middle, man. Jalen Hurts. He squats like 600 pounds. We know this. You know how strong the dude's legs are. Let him take a quarterback sneak. I know that was happening in this game. We saw a little bit of that. But, dude, these swing passes are absolutely killing us, and they're killing the momentum for this offense as well. It's creating more work.
They need Nick Scrignani.
Yeah.
on deck, we're going to have a couple episodes tonight. You know, we're just – today is – it's just kind of like a vibe episode because after that road trip, you know, we were all reeling. Everybody's trying to get back to normal here. We do have a fun filled pack week with a tailgate on Thursday. I know someone asked that in the chat. We are having a tailgate on Thursday. Club John, DJ Lowski will be there with the green lights. A little laser show. Bring your...
Might get pregnant.
If you have seizures, I'm not sure you want to show up because the laser lights could be. We are a little tired.
I was doing the math last night on how many hours of sleep I actually got over the weekend. I think it was like 10 or 11 hours over the course of 3 days. So yeah, I slept in today, but yeah, still a little knocked.
We were eating food at the diner, and everyone's like, you all looking at me, and I'm sleeping, and like,
yeah,
in my plate.
I come back from the bathroom, and Gail's, I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to sit down, dog. I'm trying to sleep too. We got 6 hours till check-in.
Waitress is like, is he all right? Yeah, he's good.
Yo, he got narcolepsy, bro. It was rough. I saw a couple. Who was that? Was it Todd, we missed you down there. We were trying to connect with a lot of people, but there was a lot going on. But definitely, we will definitely have to connect at a home game. Someone mentioned in the chat earlier to check out the Brian Dawkins interview. Hopefully, you guys checked out Brian Dawkins. That interview was probably one of my most inspiring yet fun episodes of Fourth and John. So check out episode 233. In the hopper.
We were like some giddy school kids, man. By the end of that, there's a few shots. If anybody happens to grab a screenshot of us just in awe at the end of that.
I mean, it fueled us on the whole trip. But overall, just go check out that episode on deck. I don't even know if we haven't announced it, but we interviewed Bobby Taylor, another Eagles legend. Legendary cornerback. So, but if you want to hear what Bobby Taylor has to say, that's a great interview. We'll be dropping tomorrow, and then we will also be talking about Bucks preview, Eagles preview with the Pewter Report. Mm-hmm. Shout out to JC who will be talking about the Bucks. So we're having another episode tomorrow. So you know, y'all sleep tight. And we're gonna get that out of the way. But just overall, I mean, I just think, I think it's a learning lesson in a sense where it's gut check moments. Like certain parts of a football season, you look over to your teammates and you'll be in a huddle and you know that the game is on the line. And there'll be a guy that'll look at you and like, I got this. Yep. So for a moment like this, when you're looking at the game, Zach Ertz drops that ball and as a fan base, we're thinking that the game might be over. For these guys to go back to the sideline and wish for another opportunity, get the ball back and then drive it down the field. I think Eagle fans need to focus on that part. As ugly as the play calling was, or, you know, missed throws or opportunities or just whatever we were questioning the first three quarters, focus on that last drive. Like again, when the game is on the line and the team comes up and drives the length of the field and puts a two-point conversion on the icing on the top, focus on, like, I get it. Focus on that. Mm-hmm. I don't care about the PFF stats. I don't care about the obscure Jalen Hurts. Like, as a team, that was a team victory.
It was a team victory through and through, even though, you know, we had our hiccups. I mean, we didn't even talk about how the safety and just how ugly that play really was. Like, those are the simple mistakes that, you know, bad snap by Kelsey ends up going over Jalen's head. He ends up, you know, screwing around with the ball in the end zone, isn't able to get it. Or I'm sorry, is able to get it and, you know, falls on it. But, like, those are types of plays that swing the momentum in the Panthers' favor. And the fact that the Eagles, like I said earlier in the show, they were able to stay resilient. They were able to put all those bad plays behind them and keep on going. That speaks to the character of the Eagles' defense.
Yeah, they still definitely need to work on that undisciplined behavior there, man. It's just it needs to get more attention than what it has been. I mean, they really got to fix it, and they got to fix it quick. I definitely just want to point out the one moment that I had with Gale. the man screamed literally in my ear when Watkins was open. And he's like, he's open throwing. I mean, he screamed so loud, I think Jalen pretty much heard him. Like, it was just perfect. But, you know, that again, that was just another fond moment we had there.
Now, shout out to Prime, who – pick the seats. When I tell you, three quarters, go, you know, for all the fans that are sitting in the sun and the sun's beating down on you, you're like,
perfect.
I mean, he got the seats way up in the back, so we had no one behind us. We could stretch our legs out, but we had this awning that saved us from the sun.
It was only like, our row as well. Like, so, everyone that was sitting in front of us was just beating in the sun. We were like 20 degrees cooler, just chilling in the shade.
Yeah, it was so bad that even this one lady that was sitting below us saw that the seats were opening up to the right of us, that she came up and sat in that area, but then it was bad when the people came back and she had to go right back to her original spot. But I mean, yeah, that was crazy that day.
Yeah, but just again, at the end of the game, leaving the stadium with all the Eagle fans trickling out, shout out to, you know, a couple Fourth and John listeners that were out there, got to meet some, you know, some families, and just kind of we all walked out, you know, rounding about out the stadium. We got a F Ben Simmons chant. We got a F Dallas chant. We got a we don't like us. You don't care. We don't care chant. But it was just overall, everybody was in unison. Like, yep. As much as, you know, I guess, you know, having that last Sunday for us to like celebrate, and not that we're fiending for a sponsor from Bird or maybe a Lime scooter or anything. let me tell you about these scooters. Seeing the city, you can see the city within, you know, one day. I mean, we're whipping it around there. Like,
those things go like 20 miles an hour.
Yeah. Good times. Cruising.
Yep.
The parquet building was pretty fun too, just going up there and then coming down.
Yeah, we went all the way to the top of a parking garage and then got kicked out by
I want to give a shout out to Catman. It was an honor meeting Catman. I mean, he was just being honored at the game. He was on the Teletron and they were giving him an honor for being one of, you know, the big fan that he is for the Panthers. But, you know, at the end of the game, we met him downstairs and, you know, he gave us our props. He was like, man, look, y'all pulled it off. You know what I mean? Congratulations. But yeah, he pretty much gave me the get the hell out of my city that speech too. So
now we're, you know, we're going to be, this is going to be a short episode, but before we get out of here, you know, some last words that, you know, Prime, after, you know, this win going into the Bucks game, what are your overall feelings?
Look, just, you know, again, give us three better quarters than what you did this last game. Give us a reason to go ahead and enjoy this thing. I mean, I know it's going to be a nail biter. I know it's going to be a game against, you know, the GOAT. But, hey, it is what it is. You know what I mean? You know, still fly, Eagles fly, no matter what. Just looking forward to having some type of reason, you know, to be entertained on Thursday.
There's a little doubt in that voice, but go ahead.
as for me, it really comes down to what I want my final word to be, really. it's to the fans, man. The fans of the Eagles, not just of us, obviously. The Eagles fans that made that trip down there, dude, I could not believe how good the Eagles fans travel. And I'm not even speaking from a biased perspective. Like, every single away game that I attend, the Eagles fans show out, man. There's just green everywhere. They take over the city. You can hear Eagles chants in any stadium that the Eagles are playing in, whether it's home or away. It's really incredible. I think it's a testament to just how strong of a fan base we really have. It's incredible to see. And it really, when you go down there and you feel like you're at home in a city that you've never even been in, it's special, dude. It's a really, really cool feeling. So, just shout out to all the fans that make these road game trips, all the Eagles fans that are around the country, the ones living down in Charlotte that just waiting for the Eagles to come there. It's awesome. So, looking forward to this Thursday when I know the Eagles are not going to let that happen, with Tampa Bay fans inside our house.
Yeah, there's a lot of throwback. There's a lot of just overall, there's a lot of green going on there. Prior to the game, we had a impromptu tailgate. We just set up on the corner, a street corner. So if you saw us passing out some Bud Light, shout out to Bud Light, shout out to Conchi as well. If we had tomato pies, we would have passed that out too. But we were passing out beers to Eagle fans and just like, you know, just again, brotherly love down there in Carolina. A lot of transplants that are down there. Mm-hmm. But overall, that, you know, just a lot of good vibes, even from Carolina Panthers fans after the game.
They were awesome.
Y'all did your thing today. Just go, well, thank you for you know.
And it's hard to talk smack back to that, man. Like, he's like, all right, yeah, thank you.
Your team did well today. Your team did well. I was like, thank you. Thank you. I mean, overall, we are going to have a tailgate on Thursday. If you want to attend Club John, where it's almost a night tailgate. It's getting dark around what, 6:30?
Seven.
So should be good vibes. You know, overall, I feel like the vibes right now. I'm getting. Hey man, I got some extra Bucks Eagles tickets. People are selling tickets next to me. That's the vibe I'm getting from fans. That are you going to the game? I'm not sure if I'm going to this one. So we're going to this Bucks game. Again, another layer to this season. Who is this football team? We've seen inconsistencies from the offense. We've seen Jalen, up and down. Defensive performances has been up and down. Complete games. How many complete games have we seen from this whole squad? Probably one. I'm looking forward to that. What about you guys?
Absolutely, dude. If we can get a full game, like the one we played, or like how we played in the fourth quarter, then I have a lot of confidence against this Bucks team.
Yeah, absolutely. we need everybody to go ahead and play their part. I mean, there's three main guys that we have to keep in check. We keep those guys in check, we got ourselves a game. So, you know, I mean, that's what they need to focus on. Whatever, you know, scheme, the defense is going to come up with, let's make it happen. Because, I mean, you know, once we go ahead and do that part, you know, there's a possibility we can go ahead and pull out with a W on this one.
Now, Julio, we are going to be there. We're going to be in section parking lot G2, right next to Xfinity Live if you're looking to tailgate. If you're looking to get a cheesesteak from Evan, that's one thing.
Just confirmed that we are going to be getting some cheesesteaks dropped off at the tailgate.
I know Fred said he's going to be there as well. So looking forward to meet you, Fred, down there. I'm looking forward to one of those cheesesteaks. Because I'm telling you, like, I try to save the cheesesteaks for everyone else. Everyone eats. You know, everybody, I'll see people eating. I'm like, can I get that? So hopefully I'm going to get a cheesesteak. But, man, what else? What else? What else can we talk about? You know?
I mean, we just
We're going to see you guys again tomorrow. Stay tuned. So we'll be back.
Oh, is last word, Sirianni, on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you feeling about his play calling?
Like confidence in Sirianni right now? Is that what you're asking?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a 6.5.
Oof. Okay. Prime.
Five, man. I'm gonna go with a five.
I just think he's got all the. We got a 5.5 from Mike Gutierrez. Dan's got a 3. I think he's got all this food in the fridge. And the chef's got to cook it up, right? Mm-hmm. But he's putting, like, you know, ketchup and mayonnaise and mustard and onions and
so let's just say all this is true about when you know what's going on. Jill is pretty much the chef, so you know chefs are.
I'm sorry, the cook. Sirianni's the chef.
But the cook, you know, Jalen's got to go ahead and mix it up. So, I mean, maybe he is, you know, switching some things around, you know, to go ahead and make shit happen. So, if that's
the
case.
Add a little salt in there.
Yeah, exactly. If that's the case, let's do it, man. Whatever's going to go ahead and work, do it.
See, the problem is Sirianni keeps putting raisins in it in the offense. I'm going to need you to stop putting the raisins in the offense. Maybe run the ball. And then at the end of the game, you can put some raisins on it. But run the ball. Play to our player strengths, and let's have it. Let's let it go. You know, again, we're going to be talking Bucks Eagles tomorrow, so make sure y'all check into that. We're also going to be it's a double episode. So if you're bored at work, you're getting two episodes in one day, and we'll have the Bobby Taylor interview as well. BTZ, as Brian Dawkins would say. But for me, Evan, and Mr. Prime, we'll see you guys. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly. Should say that in a Southern accent.
Fly,
Eagles, fly.
I can't do it.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.